lay, 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 lay across my big brass bed. Stay, lady, stay, stay while the night is still ahead. To see you in the morning light, I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay, stay while the night is still ahead.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. First, it was Mexico, now Canada. Tariffs of 25% against both countries have now been put on pause after both seem to have bowed to what President Trump was demanding. Canada's prime minister says they're increasing resources to stop the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. with 10,000 frontline personnel. That's exactly what Mexico's president said she'd be doing at the southern border after her call with Trump. Trump said this before his call with Justin Trudeau.
Canada is very tough. They're very, very tough to do business with, and we can't let them take advantage of the U.S.
Tariffs on Chinese goods are set to go into effect at midnight, though Trump said he's speaking with China's leader soon, too. CBS News has learned the Trump administration wants U.S. aid to be merged into the State Department with a significant reduction in funding and cuts in the workforce, but it will remain a humanitarian aid entity. Christina Dreyer is a speechwriter who has a contract with the agency.
I watched some people get fired, and I thought it was just them, and it turned out it was 60 senior people for USAID, and like I watched it happen, and that was just absolutely heartbreaking.
Salvage crews have recovered parts of the plane that sank to the bottom of the Potomac River last week after crashing with an Army helicopter. It's now on a barge. Army Corps of Engineer Colonel Francis Perez says they're still trying to identify a dozen more people who were on that flight.
Reuniting those lost in the tragic incident is really what keeps us all going.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy got a first-hand look at the crash site in Philadelphia, where a medical jet crashed Friday, killing all six people aboard and at least one person on the ground.
Whether it's the speed or location of the aircraft, we will be able to get some data, hopefully, off that device.
Several of the 24 people injured on the ground are still in the hospital. Thousands of FBI agents could be on the chopping block. It's all over their possible work on January 6th Capitol riot cases. Our Scott McFarlane is covering this.
As many as 5,000 FBI employees are being subject to scrutiny, according to our latest CBS News reporting. And they had a mid-afternoon deadline to complete this questionnaire surveying agents and employees about what roles they played in the January 6th riot investigation.
After her big wins at the Grammys, Beyonce announces her Cowboy Carter tour.
Now I'm gonna need all my cowboys to the dance floor.
The 22's tour kicks off April 28th in Los Angeles. She'll also perform in Chicago, D.C., and Paris. Well, Trump's tariffs sent Wall Street on a roller coaster. The Dow lost 122. The Nasdaq was down 235. S&P losing 45. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine-based Johnson Outdoors has announced a $15 million loss for its fiscal first quarter. The outdoor recreation equipment manufacturer says the downturn is due to market challenges, and they note that the first quarter historically generates their lowest sales. A 21-year-old Menards employee in Burlington was fatally struck by a co-worker's vehicle in the store's parking lot last night. It happened as both employees were leaving the closed store. The 20-year-old driver is cooperating with police. The Racine City Council will discuss allocating $2.1 million in funds at an upcoming meeting. That includes a significant grant for the Lincoln King Community Center and improvements to Ohio Street. There's more at RacineCountyEye.com. And Racine County has approved funding for a single-lane roundabout at the intersections of Highways K and V. That's an intersection that's seen 54 accidents and 16 injuries over the last 5 years. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another loss for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had the lead but lost at home last night to the Memphis Grizzlies, 132-119. Giannis had 30 points, Chris Middleton with 20. Damian Lillard asked how Milwaukee's now lost to the Grizzlies 7 games in a row.
They got a lot of depth, so they're constantly bringing in different bodies, and they all fly around, they crash the glass. You know, to beat a team like this, you got to match that energy.
The Bucks are in Oklahoma City tonight against the Thunder. The Badgers are back home tomorrow night against Indiana. They picked up a win at Northwestern over the weekend. NFL in New Orleans, the Chiefs and the Eagles getting ready for the Super Bowl this Sunday. If Kansas City wins, that would make Patrick Mahomes a three-peat champion like Michael Jordan or baseball's Derek Jeter.
I'm watching them and listening to the things that when they talk about, that's helped shape my career and how I have to work. And obviously, that's a long way, so I feel like, still for me to go to be mentioned with those guys, but I'll try to do whatever I can to be close enough as I can be.
That's the Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some clouds around this evening, then a gradual clearing overnight. Lows in the upper teens. For tomorrow, some sun in the morning, then clouds return for the afternoon. A high in the mid-20s. Snow developing for Wednesday, maybe some sleet or freezing drizzle. Highs low 30s. Currently 35 degrees.
On WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. By the way, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends? Here we go. Today's useless fact is the unicorn is the national animal of Scotland. It was apparently chosen because of its connection with dominance and chivalry, as well as purity and innocence in the Celtic mythology.
Oh, National Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Diamond ring can be dreams that are coming true, and then your heart
Jays. Love Train on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Have you gone to the big deals tab at WRJN.com yet today? Yeah, you can check out the website. Save up to 50% on local food, service, and merchandise. Simply log on to WRJN.com, check out the big deals logo, and shop from home. Again, with up to 50% savings, check out the site often. New deals every week.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Michaela's Mobile Spa, Michaela. Michaela got a quick business insurance quote from Progressive and chose from over 30 customizable coverages. Sure, it helps she's her only employee and does literally everything, but while others would rest on their laurels, Michaela was hard at work saving big. So take that, hypothetical other employee who doesn't exist. Be your own Michaela. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage is not available in all states or for all vehicles and coverage selections.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you gotta buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Little Eva, Locomotion on WRJN. You love sports, right? Well, we're less than a week away from the Super Bowl. We're in the middle of the Bucks season. Spring training is just around the corner. Mike Clemens covers all things Wisconsin sports. Nobody's better. And it's all the recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting with the Packers, too. Mike is on every hour weekdays. See the entire weekly sports lineup on demand when you go to WRJN.com. Here's Elvis Presley.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed you a photograph to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes,
to be near you, because
just to be with you.
For local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. It says here, a worldwide study found that parents everywhere talk to their babies using Goo Goos and Gagas, and that it's important to a child's language development. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Battling a blaze in Belize will soon be easier thanks to the city of Racine. The Racine County Eye website has a new story up about the donation of a fire truck that's making its way to Punta Gorda. Find out who's working together to make it happen at RacineCountyEye.com. On Wednesday, We Energies has listening sessions in Racine County for people to learn more about a new gas plant proposed for Kenosha County. Before those sessions start, a coalition of groups will host a press conference stating their opposition to the project. Representatives from a group called Healthy Climate Wisconsin and the Party for Socialism and Liberation Milwaukee are expected to take part. They say they have concerns about the potential environmental impact. The first of the events Wednesday is at Union Grove City Hall at 1. Two last weekend, another this weekend. Lake Winnebago was where someone drowned Saturday, and warnings continue to go out. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
Watch out for weak points, like ice shoves or spots along the shoreline that still have currents running under, or dams, inlets, and outlets. Experts say that ice may be good enough to support you in one place and possibly not in another. So check ice depth frequently. And if you do fall into icy waters, remain calm and attempt all measures to get out safely. Bring an ice pick with you and never go out on the ice alone.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some clouds around this evening, then a gradual clearing overnight. Lows in the upper teens. For tomorrow, some sun in the morning, then clouds return for the afternoon. A high in the mid-20s. Snow developing for Wednesday, maybe some sleet or freezing drizzle. Highs low 30s. Currently 35 degrees.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder, Signed, Sealed, Delivered from 1970 on WRJN. That song has been used in many, many TV shows. In the Office episode Get the Girl from season 8, Andy pops out of a box and sings this to Erin when he tracks her down in Florida. It was also used in Glee, How I Met Your Mother, Chicago Hope, and Designing Women.
So hard. Sail on, silver girl. Sail on.
Simon and Garfunkel on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thank you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network. You can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or you can take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Just download the app at civicmedia.us. love that song. It's the Raspberries, Go All the Way on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You know, farming is still a big thing in Racine County, and we've got you covered with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, and her Midwest Farm Report. It's weekday mornings from 5 to 6, along with reports throughout the day. So keep up to date on all things agriculture. It's part of the local news and timeless hits we present here on WRJN.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snow. Snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Stop.
98 years, WRJN has provided local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6, and Chris Morrow has more Timeless Hits for you. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me, Kurt Vollman, this afternoon. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. Since you went away, now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday. What is the loneliest number one? Is the loneliest number one? Is the loneliest number that you'll ever do?
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands. So true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace.
satisfy your my sweet complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. I love
sunny.
You. I love you.
Sunny.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. No 25% tariffs for now against Mexico and Canada. It comes after President Trump had calls with both leaders who made some promises, as our Stacey Lynn reports from the White House.
President Trump spoke with the Canadian Prime Minister twice today. Justin Trudeau tweeting the tariffs will be postponed after he promised to implement a $1.3 billion border plan, which includes nearly 10,000 frontline personnel, new choppers and technology. He said they'll have advanced coordination with their American partners and increase resources to stop the flow of fentanyl.
Also in Washington,
USA!
Chants of U.S. aid as congressional Democrats were denied entry to the USAID building as federal police blocked the doors. Secretary of State Rubio.
I'm the acting director of USAID. I've delegated that authority to someone, but I stay in touch with him.
But there are questions if that's legal for President Trump to have Rubio in charge of what has always been an independent agency. CBS News has learned Trump will hold a joint news conference at the White House with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tomorrow. It will be Trump's first joint presser with a foreign leader in his new term. Salvage crews have recovered part of the fuselage of a plane that plunged into the Potomac River in Washington last week after colliding with a U.S. Army helicopter. D.C. Assistant Fire Chief Gary Steen says more remains of the 67 people were found today.
We have positively identified 55 sets of remains. During recovery and salvage operations today, additional human remains were located.
Thousands of FBI employees who participated in investigations related to the January 6th Capitol riot had to complete in-depth questionnaires about their involvement.